This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Clouds to the left, dark clouds to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle.
Hi, I'm Tracy.
And I'm Susan.
And this is the club for women in the middle.
You know, the ones with little kids and big kids and aging parents and work and hormones and money and a to-do list that breeds overnight.
Welcome to the Sandwich Club.
Susan, how are you?
Hi, Tracy. I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. So what's in your sandwich today?
Today my sandwich has a supermarket receipt.
Ooh, what are we talking about today?
So let's talk about where we shop and why, the horrific price of groceries, have a little rant about that.
Yes.
Supermarket habits and some tips and tricks for everybody, maybe. Right.
Do you have a favourite shopping centre?
So I shop at Countdown. The main reason is, I've been going there forever.
Mm.
Started going there when my now ex-husband was a manager there. So that's 30 years ago and kind of kept going.
Yes.
And I know people go about how great Pack and Save is, but it's pack and shove for me.
Yeah.
I can't bear it.
Yeah. I like to go to New World. And the reason why...
Because you're richer than me. No, we keep saying this.
I feel that the prices aren't that different, actually.
I respectfully disagree.
It depends on the day. And the reason is it's because it's a Kiwi thing and I want to support Kiwi. I've got anything against Aussies, but I want to support the Kiwi. So that's why. I do a little check, though, especially when I need to buy my dog food to see where the specials are. And so I'll go to Countdown for certain things.
Mm.
And they always have South African things and their little international thing where New World used to, but it doesn't anymore. So
it's worth knowing that New World is part of Foodstuffs, which are the ones that are absolutely pillaging New Zealand producers and causing all the issues that why the Commerce Commission have got involved, just so you know.
Ooh.
Foodstuffs are part of
that.
Equally as guilty as Countdown.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, I like Countdown. I was reading the other day about an app. I think it's called Grocer. And you put in what you're buying.
Yeah.
And it tells you where it's cheapest at the supermarket.
Ooh, that's good.
It price checks for you around New Zealand and says, yeah, the only thing is that you aren't going to be, well, I wouldn't be running around going to several different supermarkets to buy my things.
Well, I suppose you'd look and see which ones are the bigger things that you actually, that are cheaper.
Mm.
And then you'd make up your mind because of the little things. You know, how updated is it? That would be my biggest question.
I think it's
question.
In real time.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
I think so. But I did a comparison because I had an argument with about Pack and Save. And I'm like, right. So I did my grocery list and I went and did an online shop in Pack and Save at Mill Street, which is supposedly one of the cheapest ones in the country, and a shop at Countdown.
Yeah.
Probably 10 or 15% of my shopping list, I couldn't get at Pack and Save because they didn't have the brands I like because I am quite brand loyal.
Yes.
And there was something like 50 cents different overall.
Oh, see, so it's not that much. Yeah.
You know?
I've been to Pack and Save a few times and I've realised it's not actually that cheap.
No, but I do think New World's expensive.
Yeah. Maybe.
It looks a bit posh.
I do like it. Plus they give away nice things. So I've been collecting the stickers, which I've just realised.
So you're going to spend $25,000 on a knife.
No. Yeah, I know. That's the thing, eh? Yeah, they've given me some things to think about there. Hmm.
Will you buy markdown things?
Yes.
Me too.
Yes.
Yeah, I have no issue with going and buying something that's got a sticker on it, you know?
No, absolutely. In fact, I looked for those things. Yeah, because you're normally going to eat it straight away anyway or freeze it straight away.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like it when they have things like that.
There used to be so much more though, eh?
Yeah.
When I first started doing that, you could go to the supermarket kind of last thing at night and it would be, there'd be heaps.
Yes.
Now there's hardly anything.
I wonder if it's because they make less of things or if they just throw it away.
Oh, no, I think people are just, the minute they see a markdown, they're throwing it in their trolley.
Yeah, true.
You know, the amount of times I've stood at particularly the fruit and veggie section or the meat section, and you can see people looking at things, picking them up, looking at the price and putting it back, you know.
Yes. It's really got expensive lately.
So much.
Oh, my gosh.
$25, $30 a kilo for mince. What is that?
I know, right? In South Africa, we always went to a butchery to buy our meat. Mm. We never got our meat from a shopping centre. And since we've been here, we haven't really done that. We visited our little local butchery, but it is much more expensive. I mean, the meat is much much nicer and you can just taste the difference.
Mm.
But I don't know if I can justify the price.
Because it used to be that the butcher was cheaper than the supermarket, but that's not the case anymore.
No, I don't think so.
No. Yeah. I mean, there's a butcher in... a South African butcher down the road from my place. Yeah. And I went in there the other day thinking, oh, I've not been in there, I should go in. And I was horrified at the cost of everything.
And I think maybe they get away with it because they, the South Africans probably will pay a little bit extra. Because with the groceries that you're buying there, you pay extra. You wouldn't pay that in South Africa. So.
But what I would say is if you want cheap meat, go to a halal butchery. I don't know how they do it.
Right.
But the halal butchers, and there's there's a few in Hamilton now, particularly around where I live.
Yes.
Well, they're all over the country. They often, their meat is cheaper. And I don't know whether it's because they don't have the overheads, because they have their shops in kind of cheap parts of town or what.
Maybe. In South Africa, different areas had that, certain cultures like cuts that are different.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they value and probably have a bigger price on the things that maybe I don't have a palate for, maybe. Mm,
maybe. Yeah, I grew up in a house where there wasn't a whole lot of money being sloshed around, and we would get home kill, and then I was married to a butcher for a long time, and we had our own meat and would do home kill, and that was so much cheaper.
Yes.
But one of the things my mum used to do was be creative. Yes. And she used to do this thing called poor man's roast.
Yes.
And so she would buy lamb flaps, which is still...
What's a flap?
It's lamb flap. I don't even know what part of the lamb. Okay. The cheapest cut of meat you could get. It was probably mutton flaps, actually. Yeah, yeah. Then she would wrap it in pork crackling, which you could also buy cheaply. And make this poor man's roast.
Oh, yum.
Which
sounds numb.
Theoretically should have been good, but because it was called poor man's roast, we never wanted to eat it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And all of the things that, you'd give the dog, like chuck steak. There's no way now the dog would be getting chuck steak.
No, steak's beautiful. You just gotta cook it to death.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's actually lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And pork knuckles and all of those. Yes. We kind of had all of those things growing up. And it's interesting now that they're the things in a restaurant that are really expensive.
Yes, because it's probably quite different now. Huh.
But I don't eat very much meat, and I do buy meat alternatives. The kids kind of screw their noses up at it a bit. Yeah. But I've tried a few different ones.
Okay.
There's a brand called Plant, PL*NT. And I made a lasagna this week with Plant. My daughter thought it was nice. My son-in-law screwed it. He's South African. He screwed it. It's not real red meat. So he was like, no.
Yeah.
He did eat it. I won't say he didn't like it, but he was like, it's interesting.
Mm.
But I find you can halve and halve. So if you put meat with lentils or something to stretch it out.
That's how I used to stretch it when we were a young family. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the boys never knew.
But I think that, the cost of groceries, and I'm quite brand loyal, so I'll tend to buy, if I know a brand and I like something, I tend to buy it over and over. So I do buy, at Countdown, I buy heaps of that signature brand, their brand things.
Yeah.
They used to have two brands. They had a No Frills brand, which was super cheap, and then the signature, which had another name, and then, branded stuff. Pack and Save had Pam's and then something else.
Yes.
And I think they still have Pam's.
Yeah, so is New World. They've got Pam's.
Yeah,
as well.
And that was always.
I normally buy all the Pam's
stuff. So that was the cheapest stuff. And I can remember my brother when I was a kid going, when I grow up, I'm never going to have Pam's. Yes. I don't think he does, actually.
Okay,
But the trick is that you can look at two products and it'll be cheaper. So there was a consumer did a thing on Weet-Bix or wheat biscuits.
Yes.
And the Pam's wheat biscuits are about half the price of Weet-Bix.
And it's the same thing, surely.
No, because the Pam's one had like three times the salt.
Oh, really?
Because they've got no nutrition. They've got to do something to make it taste palatable, right?
Yeah.
So you might be getting cheaper, but actually the salt is not good.
Yeah.
And again, there's another app. I can't remember the name of it, but if I do, I'll put it in the show notes. It's a New Zealand one, and you scan it, and it tells you the comparison on the nutrition.
Right.
So it's advertised
I never thought of that, actually.
Yeah.
I just thought it's the same thing, and they've just repackaged it.
No, so the cheaper brands tend to have either be really high in salt or really high in sugar or really high in fat.
Yes.
Because they're the three things that make food taste good if you haven't got good nutrition.
Isn't that awful that people who can't afford the higher prices are paying with their health?
Yeah, yeah.
That is awful.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's lots of products like tomato sauce, which is really high in sugar anyway. And then those cheaper brands are even worse. Yeah.
They don't even taste nice.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, they don't. Hmm. So, yeah, so some of those things are a bit of a trick. Yeah. And then this week on Frances Cook, is it called Making Sense or Good Sense? Something, it's her fight. It's that millennial. I'm always complaining about millennials. Apologies to any millennials listening. But it's like a millennial age financial show.
Yes.
And she had Alice Cooks, she's also a social media person. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about saving money on your budget for people in their, 30s and 40s. Yeah, having a budget. And Alice said she didn't believe in spice mixes. So she would only have in the cupboard pepper and salt and garlic and Worcester sauce and something else, and that she didn't agree with all of these fancy mixes and that they were a waste of money.
Wow, she must have really bland food.
Well, she's a chef, so she makes her own.
Yeah, well, she probably makes her own.
Yeah.
And yes, I suppose you can if you know all the – I suppose you've got to experiment.
But I'm a big fan of a pre-mix, a packet thing, because you get all of the flavours you need. And I think if you buy all of those different herbs and spices, if you have too many, they go stale before you've used them.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of a packet.
We used to go to, because especially in Durban, there was this place you'd go and there'd be piles of spices, especially so beautiful. You walk in there and they just like attack your senses. And then we used to buy and say, we're going to make a prawn curry, and they would mix this beautiful paste or just this dry stuff.
For yourself, for you.
I miss that. Yeah, for you. And, how do you like it? Hot, mild or what have you, and they'd make it just for you.
Oh, that's cool.
It's delicious. Yeah. My mouth's watering right now.
I don't like the word ethnic, but the ethnic food stores, I'm a big fan of them too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're pretty lucky here in Hamilton that there's a really good, like I said, the halal butcheries, and we've got, near me, I've got an Iranian grocer that makes his own naan bread every day. Ooh. So if you get down there by 10 in the morning, you can buy it straight out of the big pot thing, and you can buy it warm, and it's delicious. But also has lots of Iranian grocery foods.
Okay.
And then there's another halal butcher further along, great fruit and veggie shop with lots of herbs and spices and everything. Yeah. And we've got great Indian.
Yes. And there's the Asian one next to the Countdown, isn't it? Where they have they'll have things for like Thai and.
Yeah. So there's several. Mm. So the New Save, which is in the city and out at the base. And Yogi G's is my favourite Indian grocer's in Hamilton.
Yeah.
And that's in Frankton.
Okay.
And I've gone in there and to make, to make something, and just found an Indian grandma and asked her what to get.
Yes.
And they're generally pretty happy to help you, someone walking around the store.
Yeah.
I'm often the only white face in the store. Yeah, not so much now, but certainly when it opened. Yeah. And they've helped me and said, you should buy this and you could try this and you could try this, which is quite good.
That's amazing.
And they like helping you, actually.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That was the best when you go in then. It would be someone, a nana that was going to be making, she's made that pot of whatever for all her life, and that'd be really nice. And then she'd give you tips about what veggies to use.
Yeah.
So talking about veggies, where do you get your veggies from?
Oh, so I go to the fruit and veggie shop on Heafy Terrace, which is considered the best one in town.
Oh, is it?
And I don't know what it is that makes it better than all the others, but the quality is definitely better.
Okay.
And I wonder if it's because I live in a quite culturally diverse neighbourhood and people shop regularly.
Maybe.
The stuff is good quality.
Fresh, yes.
So, I mean, there's those fruit and veggie shops, which I gather are not everywhere around the country. So not every part of New Zealand has this kind of proliferation like we do in Hamilton, which may be a reflection of Hamilton's roots and the Chinese and Indian market gardens that were here. Yes. Maybe it is. I don't know. But, there's so many of them in Hamilton. Mm. Every suburb's got one, right?
Yeah, we've got a few in Cambridge.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend in Wellington who said that there wasn't even one in their part of town.
Wow. Like, what? Can't imagine.
Yeah, I know. So the one in Heafy Terrace has really good fruit and vegetables, and they also have a really good herbs and spices section and all of that. Lots of canned foods and stuff, and quite reasonable. And shopping for one, it means I can buy one tomato or one whatever instead of a whole big bag.
Yeah.
So, I really quite like that idea of buying little and often, except that if I went every day, my food bill would be through the roof.
Yes.
So I have to limit myself.
Do you go out and do shopping at a market?
So the farmer's market's only a few minutes' walk from my house. Oh. And I've only been a few times because what happens is, on a Sunday morning, because of my self-care, referral to last week, it takes me ages to get going. Yes. By the time I get to the market on Sunday, when the good stuff's gone.
Yeah.
But also it's quite expensive. So it's kind of a bit bougie to walk around.
Yes.
I end up buying the cake and the coffee, and that's my first $20 gone before I even started.
I know.
And then I look at all these fancy stalls, you know, your mini veggie person and your fancy sausage guy and all of that stuff. Oh, it's really expensive. So, in fact, the last time I went there, I took my coffee with me. Mm-hmm. I went to the market. I walked around the market. I bought some bread rolls. Mm-hmm. Dropped them home and then went down to my fruit and veggie shop and got my fruit and veggies. Because I just think it's nice to support local growers, but it is very pricey.
Yes. And that's the thing is you do – I like to think of myself as a person who bought all this stuff from the farmer's market.
Yeah.
And there's a lovely one in Cambridge. Mm. But once or twice I did, there used to be a lettuce guy. And so used to get the most delicious fresh lettuce from him. And that actually wasn't too bad. It was like $5 and that was really good. And then the tomato guy was, they've got really nice stuff and it's not too pricey, especially because tomatoes are really pricey. And then, of course, your nice sourdough loaf or something.
Yeah, that's right.
But otherwise, but everything else was expensive.
The thing is that they are buying... You're buying directly from the grower, so you're not paying the you know, the conglomerate like Countdown or you know, foodstuffs or whatever. So although it's more expensive, arguably that person is making more money, which is nice.
Yes.
But ultimately, you know, I had this idea when I was young that, you know, when I was an adult, when I was a grown up, that I was going to never buy markdown food and I'd shop at farmers markets and I'd do all of that and I'd buy expensive shampoo and all of that jazz.
Yeah, I think it's ingrained. You either will be someone who will never touch that stuff, or you're someone who's like, actually, that makes sense.
Yeah,
let's not waste money for the sake of wasting money. I think when you're growing up, definitely makes a difference to how you're probably going to shop and do things.
Yeah, I think so. But I also feel it's so weird though that we would say, I'm not spending $10 on that bag of gourmet potatoes. And then leave there and go and pay $15 for a bowl of chips.
Yeah.
It makes no sense at all, right? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, true. Yeah, what's up about that?
Yeah. So what about food waste? If you're shopping, are you really good at your waste thing?
I'm really terrible because I still sometimes shop for a family of five.
Right.
And then because I get all the potatoes and then we don't actually eat that much potatoes. Mm. So very often I'm actually throwing it into the compost heap.
Yeah,
so I do throw a lot of food away. My bananas I manage to save. But if I haven't got time to make a banana bed, I just throw the whole banana into the freezer, which you shouldn't do.
No.
Because trying to get the peel off is terrible. You should chop them up and then they stay the right colour. But it's normally I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm running out the door and if I don't do it now, I'm going to forget. Mm. And then I regret it because I'm probably going to have to throw those bananas away now.
Yeah.
So I should have just thrown them in the dustbin.
I don't know how long it took me to realise I could chop them up before I put them in the freezer. Like, why did
Someone
I never think
me.
Of that?
Yeah. And they're lovely. They last forever.
Yeah, they do.
And then you can throw them into a little smoothie because they're all ready to go.
Did you also know? So again, another another Instagram feed called I Wish I'd Known That Before I Was in My 30s. Yes. And this guy does all of these interesting things. So I've picked up a few kind of food tips from that. But when you get your bananas from the supermarket, if you scrunch a piece of tin foil over the end, it stops them going ripe.
That is clever.
Yeah. So it's to do with, you know, where the banana is cut off. That's what makes them go ripe. Oh. So,
Oh, good. I'm going to try that. Yeah. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah. And you can keep them in the fridge.
Yes.
So the skins don't look good, but the banana stays the same as well inside.
Oh, see, that's why I've never kept them in the fridge because I was like, oh, I've made them all yuck. Isn't that funny how that can just put you off a banana?
Yeah, yeah. It's such a controversial fruit.
It is.
Why is that?
I know. Do you know that you used to have to get a prescription for bananas?
Really?
Yes. That's what I heard. I don't know how true it is.
That feels like an urban myth to
me. Maybe,
Well, maybe in food rationing times, if there were people that had potassium deficiencies.
Yes, and they were allowed to have it.
Maybe that's how they had it. My mother used to get milk on prescription during the Depression, so maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, in South Africa, you can grow bananas. So apparently it was a thing in South Africa. So,
wow, how interesting.
Yeah. So how do you like them? Green or
crunchy? I like a firm banana.
I like a firm banana too. I don't like them when they get just to get to that part and they're like, too bananary.
No, too bananary. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And my father and my grandmother had a banana allergy.
Really? So, I can't imagine how
not being
terrible.
Able to eat banana cakes.
Yeah. I knew someone who had a kiwi. She's a kiwi and she had a kiwi. She can't eat kiwis.
There's an enzyme, fun fact.
Ah.
There's an enzyme that's in kiwi fruit that is also in lamb.
What?
So you can actually be allergic to lamb if you're allergic to kiwi fruit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what the enzyme is, but it's in both.
Yeah. My daughter-in-law is allergic to pork. Which she gets absolutely ragged for in our family because we all love bacon.
No bacon.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a little veggie patch or thing that you put your veggies into?
So I had a vegetable garden up until last year and then I actually ended up I've had a vegetable garden forever.
Oh, okay.
But now that it's just me, it's not really worth it because with having a fruit and veggie shop 100 metres down the road.
Yeah.
And I can buy tomatoes for $2 a kilo in the summer. It wasn't really worth it.
Yeah.
I do have quite a big herb garden that I'm out, chopping away at all my fresh herbs all the time. Yes. And there's a Jamie Oliver recipe where when you're roasting, mainly pork, but you can do it with anything, pork or lamb or whatever, that instead of using a roasting rack, you put a huge amount of herbs underneath it.
Yes.
So, I have rosemary and thyme and stuff that I end up, stacking up. Because then you can also throw that in the compost at the end.
Yeah, that's yum.
But, I've got fruit. I've got lemons, limes and mandarins.
Yes.
And at my last house I had apple trees, feijoa trees, a guava tree. So the kids could go out and kind of...
So we can grow guavas here.
Yeah, these were the Chilean ones, little red ones. Yeah, but they were yummy.
Yummy, yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, but I don't know that it's actually, unless you've got the tree or someone gifts you the tree and you've got the right space, I don't know that it's actually worth it. Because you end up with so much. And my apple tree's out at Pirongia. Yeah. One year I got 70 kilos off them.
Wow.
So I was just giving, we had so much apple in the freezer. Yeah. So much apple. Making another apple pie. But, you have so much apple, and it's nice to be able to give it away, but it reached a point where actually nobody wanted apples.
Yeah, they're like, we're done, thanks.
It's like the grapefruit, it's like the feijoa season, right? Everyone, you just can't get rid of your feijoas.
Yeah. Oh, I missed out on the season because my husband chopped my tree down.
Oh, really?
I know, I was devastated. And I got home the other day, and he's our lemon, lime, and mandarin trees were full, and he got someone to come and cut them.
That's terrible.
I know.
They will grow back, hopefully.
I know. Well, I hope so too. Because they are always prolific. The whole year round, they have fruit on them.
Wow.
And I was watching all the mandarins and I was like, oh, they're nearly ready.
Yeah.
And of course, he cut the tree down, took all the fruit with him. I was very disappointed.
Passion rations, man.
Yeah, man. And I had to do that count up to 10 because I had these murderous thoughts.
Oh, I reckon. That's terrible.
Just thought, let's not go there.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. So do you meal plan and budget?
No. I'm quite spontaneous.
Right.
I love cooking. I really love cooking. So even though it's just Gary and I made an enormous big pan of shepherd's pie, but then I freeze it. So then we've got a meal ready to go.
Yeah.
I know you don't do the leftovers.
No.
But we love leftovers. Mm. So, yeah. So I kind of have an idea in my head what I want to do. This last little while we got a home kill and I must say the meat was lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was much cheaper.
Yeah.
Because we got a half and then split it between all the family.
Oh, yeah.
So it worked out quite cost effective.
Mm.
Yeah, but we'll definitely do that again.
I like the idea of meal planning.
Okay. Do you do it?
Not really.
I like the idea too.
I like the idea. I do a little bit. I mean, I have a rough idea in a week, but I don't know about you, but I basically cook the same 7 to 10 meals over and over. You know,
our
favorites. Lockdown pasta where you bake your feta and tomatoes in the In the air fryer.
In the air
That's
fryer.
That's a great one.
I'm still waiting for my invite.
Oh, so yeah, we need to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll do a pasta dish one night and I'll do wraps another night and a chili another night. And because I don't eat much meat, especially when I'm on my own, I don't really eat meat at all. Okay. Probably why I'm so tired all the time.
Maybe.
Apparently there is an epidemic of iron deficiency all over the world because people are eating less meat.
Yes. Yeah. See, you got to keep it up.
Yeah.
I love my meat, so we eat a lot of meat. So I think every meal we have, except for when we have chicken, because that's counted as a vegetable.
Chicken is a meat?
It's a vegetable in South Africa. So if you've got a barbecue and there's chicken, it's like, why'd we bring vegetables?
Really?
And with men are only having a barbecue, there'll be rolls, there'll be no salads. They're just they only eat it because the wives dish it up for them. But otherwise they wouldn't. Just meat.
I tend to take halloumi when I go to a barbecue for me.
Oh, my gosh. Have you been to South Africa?
Yeah.
Have you?
To a bright,
Okay.
No, I haven't done that yet.
You will get some looks.
I'll get laughed out the door.
Yeah. They might not even do it.
I don't care. But, yeah, I mean, that's I like halloumi on the barbecue.
It is yummy.
Yeah.
It's nice.
But I do have a budget, even though I don't have a meal plan. I'm pretty strict because it would be so easy to just go crazy on your budget, you know. So I'm pretty strict about what I spend each week.
We don't spend a lot on groceries, actually. Mm. We kind of let it, you know, we can spread it out because we eat leftovers.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can have two or three meals out of that thing.
Never. So you need to try those apps. And so
I think it's
called Grocer, which is the price comparison one. And then there's the one that's the nutrition comparison one.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I subscribe to a heap of different recipe things that I try recipes, but I can't stand Rant. You know, when they have a recipe and then you get three pages of the description of their grandmother and all the reasons.
It's like,
just
whatever.
Give me the recipe.
Yes. Yeah. And then you have adverts all in between. I hate that. I cook from scratch, so I normally will try different things. Sometimes, not often, but every now and then we all go, that one needs to be scratched off the list. That's awful. But there's been, and in all the years, that say 34 years that I've been cooking, there's been very few of those. So
isn't that terrifying? Mm. 30 years of cooking.
Yeah.
What the actual?
What, I'm so tired.
You
kind of run out of ideas. There's nothing worse than going, what do you feel like? I don't know. I don't have any. I don't know.
Glass of water and a look around.
Yeah, I used to say to him, "Do you want some snails and grass?"
Yeah.
His mom used to say something else, which I probably won't be able to say.
Funny.
Oh dear. Alrighty. So shopping. Interesting. I think I'm going to take care of not wasting so much food.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm going to try that this
Just have
week.
Less leftovers.
Yes. Good to chat.
Bye.
Cheers.
Hey, thanks for joining us today.
We're stoked if something in this episode sounded like you.
Come and find us on Instagram and tell us your moment. We read every message at the Sandwich Club Pod.
You can listen to the Sandwich Club wherever you get your podcast, here at Free FM or Apple, Spotify, or all the usual places.
And you can email us too. thesandwichclubpod@gmail.com.
We'll meet you in the middle. Here I am, stuck in the middle
with you. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.